Did Granddaddy help out a lot? With raising the kids?
No, well, she was working all the time. When he lived up at Valley Grand, she'd leave home about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning and I'd get home at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. And Grandma thought that was the new year, so we lived in the church and they started working about 7 in the morning. 7:30, so by the time he'd get down and then get home for supper time, and he used to put the bed, kids to bed, you know, 7 or 8 o'clock. So he didn't get too much sick on the weekends. We always did something together on the weekends. Dancing, or flying model airplanes, and going to ball games, and mostly camping and fishing. We were out doing it for a while, and then we started going up Lake Lanier. We went 3 times to camp out on that island, and as far as then, we stopped down there. And then came down there, and your daddy was taking the summer course that he was, you know, he was suspended for the year, something like that. And your mom and daddy had to go to Savannah, and we kept handing him to him. We went up to Byron and camped out that weekend. I remember Libby, you remember seeing that hammock that we had that just sort of hooked up on rocks, you know? We had that up there. Kevin was down, he wanted his mom and daddy, and I guess he sat down in the same place and stood up on end, you know? And Randy went over and sat down lunch. I was just comforted and hearing him patting him on the hey, Grandma and Granddaddy, go look at them. Mom would be back in here with the camera.
Yeah.
She was so cute. So we used to do a lot of that together. And when the boys got bigger, they remember they started making model airplanes. And they used to go to the East Coast and John Deere's place over on Boulevard. They had a big parking lot there and they brought model airplanes.
Granddaddy and Nancy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Randy got one of
the boys,
you know.
Kind of got a good start on four of his kids. We had another one in like 1958.
Yeah, 8 years old. It's a beautiful thing. And that was a whole new experience there.
Yeah.
And my mama had to look at us. They all had to look at us. My mama was just like a second time. She was quite a second time. She had to be looking at us and babysit for the rest of that. And I jumped the fence. Spring my ankle today, full guard rigging. She had looked at me for about 6 weeks. Little help Mary from Spring Ground came down there and went down through the big trees. But so most of the dog was just there for the
kids. I find Christmas and stuff is always put together for Granny Brown's like we do down here.
Well, not like we did here, but we would go up there on Christmas, but they wanted to have as many little ones as we can find them. Probably true. We didn't have to worry from the time this year's time, because Christine was here, the nation was here. Not like we did, not like we did here. This was all so. Certainly has grown, hasn't it?
It's so hard.
The thing when you get close up there, we still need to find a place to move, can't
we? That's right. How was the dress style change? I mean, what kinds of stuff did y'all like wear? Just, what was your casual clothing like?
Well, we wore saddle oxes.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, pretty shirts was one of the things. Some of them were straight shirts. Well, we got the same way as fashion goes now, you know. About the time we get all the right clothes together, they change somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And short skirts were in for a while. You know, it just sort of rotates. Fashion sort of rotates.
Yeah.
But they had hip skirts and hula hoops, you know.
Yeah.
Hula hoops and hip skirts.
Did you make a lot of dress clothes?
I used to make a lot of dress clothes.
Yeah.
Granny made them. When they were very little, Granny used to make the dresses.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got time to write married, but I had a phone shoot in my living room. But I played it with him and he was just walking through the theater. That was more important to me.
Yeah.
But then, after we've been here a little while, I think, I don't know what occasion, that's the only way most people get married, this certificate, and I'm in this certificate, so I gave it $25 for the phone machine.
Uh-huh.
So I bought my first part of the phone machine for that, and then I went to make it. Maybe $30 or so, I think.
Well, how much did the phone machine cost, I mean?
It's less than $100.
Mm-hmm. Everything was so much cheaper. I mean, like, when Mama got married in 1964, her wedding dress was like $59.
$50.
And it just amazes me.
Yeah, well, my grandfather wasn't making $100 a week.
Yeah.
So you spend $50 on the dress.
That's a lot of money.
That's about half of your salary.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get money down. Grandfather like, yeah, the fit, and then I said, I made $57 for the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But I made most of the clothes that they liked.
Mm.
I made my own clothes. We didn't have a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
So we had to fit. Second thing.
Did they, like, did y'all have, like, a big grocery store or anything around here, or was it like a have-it-all store?
There was nothing there.
Yeah.
Nothing in the way of stores. There was a filling station down out where, well, there was a dairy thing down where Camp Cutler used to be,
mm-hmm.
and just this side of there was a filling station. And there was another filling station, sort of about like where the pancake house was now.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the country. I mean, one of those stores, and then after a while, there was a little old fruit stand, like that where the liquor store is now, was just a fruit stand, and it dragged it through. You know, we attached to the bookcase, to the grocery store, and to the bank. To buy any kind of anything, you had to get a bookcase and go downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We put downtown for a long time, personally. And then we bought groceries and bookcases. And then Miss Lucy put a sheet there, and then that's where you could buy all those shoes at the
bookcase.
Mm-hmm. And then after we lived there a while, they opened up Murphy's Plaza at least first. And then Northridge Shopping Center. And in Chandler, we had a dime store.
Mm-hmm.
We had a dime store in downtown Chandler. They had two little stores right there. And then they built Northridge Shopping Center, and they had a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something. And then they finally put a bank out here.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of the road, they used to go with a big bridge over the corner,
mm-hmm.
a big wood bridge. They built the bank over there. So we had to go to, everything we did, we had to go to Brooklyn. And then Barbara started out, and we just went over to Chandler to second grade. In high school, they were in Grammar
School.
And then the early group, they were in Great Silence, Grammar School. And so Barbara and Uncle Robert and Uncle Donald went to Silence, Grammar School, Grammar School. Then they built that some more, and they built Northwood. Grammar School, you know, right around town. And so all the children took the grammar school, went to grammar school, and went to them all the way through, really through Northwood Grammar School.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it came high school time, like, some of them, before their father's age, went to Chandler to high school. And then the year she started in high school, they opened up Clark Key.
Mm-hmm.
And she went off to high school at Clark Key, and Judy went to the 8th grade, I believe it was, at Clark Key. And then they opened up Sephora High School, and so she finished up in Sephora, and then Melissa went to Sephora High School. And then they reversed the cycle now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they closed Northridge Grammar School about 4 years ago here, in Miami. And then they all went to Cary Winners.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sequoia High School itself closed, and Mr. Hurley's college in high school, about 3 or 4 years,
mm-hmm.
or 3 years. But she had to go her last year to down Clark Key, so like all the young families, the children had grown up, and as they grew up, got married, the area had grown up for a business life, so they moved out in him.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore they were
killed.
Yeah. One of the young ones did say, and the new young ones that knew him, but the students still had support.
What was like considered almost not considered high school when mom was in school?
12 years.
Like, and but what was elementary school and what was high school?
You know, the grade number?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I had first through eighth grade, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Then high school, mom was in 12.
So, mama went through 12 grades?
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Mm-hmm. When did they start the 12 grade standing and stuff?
I don't know. I think it must have been. I don't really know when they started the 12th grade. I don't remember them having 11. I believe it was about the time I came down here shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to high school back then.
Yeah, you're over and done with it.
Yeah, so, but it was probably, I'd say maybe in the early 50s.
I was thinking it wasn't too far, you know, before mom started getting into all that. Well, don't say you had it before anybody's known, I think. No one would be known.
They had grass on a school that had 12 grades. They had kindergarten and 12 grades. They really didn't have kindergarten for a long time.
Yeah.
Kindergarten did 12 grades. Randy was. Oh, I guess they didn't have Kevin got out. Kindergarten hadn't been. I mean,
Kevin went to kindergarten because he used to go back up to Christmas.
What was that called at kindergarten?
No, it was like, I guess it was 12 o'clock, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably kindergarten turned them on that one out, but mm-hmm. They both went to private kindergarten.
I went to private kindergarten.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So they went to kindergarten, hadn't been mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
They had a long life.
You said in your profile that you were, that you're christened as a Methodist but confirmed as a Episcopalian and baptized as a Baptist in 1950. Where did you start? What church did you start your kids at?
Well, I guess the two old Barbara and Robert, the two oldest ones, they didn't attend any church particularly regularly because Danny went to Mount Carmel and sometimes they'd get there. So but I had both of them christened in the Presbyterian church in Houston. Because that time they believed it still needed to be Christmas, because
mm-hmm.
I was just brought up like that. So we were basically, we went to the, we went to the basic church when we moved to Beaufort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Beaufort church is still, so we lived on the foot of that hill.
Yeah.
On the foot of that hill, so I would just walk up there to church and Barbara and the mom and Robert were little.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I taken them. But I did, I finally just had a Christmas dinner and such in church after we moved across the road.
Yeah. When y'all lived in that house in Beaufort, wasn't it like split? Wasn't there another thing you lived in the house too?
Yeah, it was an old, old home. It was a Boucher house, they called it. And they had divided into a duplex. Like, we had three rooms, a pretty good sized bedroom and bedroom and a small kitchen. And we shared a bath.
Mm-hmm.
The other family, she was a school teacher, and he was a stepdaughter, some sort, and they had two children. And we shared the same bath. It was like that in the hall. It was cool.
What was that like?
Well, it wasn't bad. They were fairly nice family, but they tied it in for
a while. Really?
But she came from a good family.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't bad at all. The kids were sort of drug up there, and he was a little uncouth. He was being a truck driver, he was known to be uncouth, more or less. But he did, and that's the reason we didn't stay there long, but my granddaddy was always great for hunting and fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Smiths would get tired of him once in a while anyway, he was uncouth and hollering. But granddaddy was cleaning the dinner something one time, and he went from our kitchen to the bathroom and he threw a boil along the floor and then a few days came. So we had a big blow up. So we found May House to rent, which was what we used to call a shotgun house. two rooms on either side of the hall at once, and the front door to the back door. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, there's three rooms on either side, but two real big rooms on either side, and then there's an elongated room where we had a dining table, and then on the other side of the hall was a kitchen with a wooden stove, and water was on the back porch.
Mm-hmm. Why'd they call it a shotgun?
Because the hall went right down the middle of the house.
Mm-hmm. You kind of split it in half?
Yeah, just split it in half. And you could open the front door and you could see the back door open and do a breeze coming through the whole thing. And the windows were large.